completely to football again?
I would say so. For the locker room, I think everybody's pretty much been focused on football and the game on Sunday. So, you know, just excited to get out there Sunday and see, you know, how we react, not to just all this, but the loss last week.
What have you learned about the NFL playing in the regular season a couple of games?
It's a lot of technicians, you know, a lot of guys with a lot of great technique that allows them to be in the right place at the right time. So kind of got to be a step ahead of them and on your moves and your thought process, whether it's pressing the gap and coming back or setting them up for the next time. So,
speed of game, big difference?
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely more than college. I expected that. That's really what I wanted to see and get a chance to adapt to, and I think I have.
Jerick, I know you said yesterday you had run between the tackles very much in college. It was more coast-to-coast. Has that been hard to adapt to, and how do you feel like you're adjusting to that?
I think I've been adjusting pretty good. You just got to be patient, and then, you know, once you get the ball in your hands, like Coach Kirby says, it's all instinct. So I think I pretty much adapted to it pretty good.
No, Adrian's not there anymore, but how much did you learn from him in that brief time that you were able to work?
A lot, more than I can ask for, really. You know, he's a great mentor, you know, best running back in the game. So, you know, I just picked his mind, everything I could, soaked it in like a sponge, and I guess now it's time to go ahead and show it.
So it's tough for the team when a guy like that goes out, but for you coming in thinking you were going to have the opportunity to learn all season under a guy like Adrian, for it to kind of be taken away, how tough is that for you?
It's really tough, you know, just because, you know, you got to idolize, you know, it's not here no more. You know, time's cut short, and, you know, but you got to be prepared at all times, and I think he got me ready for that. You know, all I can do is wait for the opportunity, and when I get a chance to, just capture it.
Talk about opportunity. You and Matt obviously have a pretty big one now. Matt's probably going to be the guy getting a lot of the carries. He might be a little scat back, but you think Matt has the ability to be, you know, that guy back in the backfield?
Definitely. Great catcher out the backfield as well. Can run between tackles, physical, great at pass protection. So, you know, I definitely think, you know, a lot of people just like, you know, since we don't have Adrian, kind of don't know what to expect, but I think definitely Matt can come in and fill that role and be a great leading back for us.
Jerick, it's an amazing opportunity for both you and Matt, but it comes with that kind of that caveat that it comes at a difficult time. But yet Adrian was texting you guys, in communication, giving you guys support. How important is that to be in this tough situation, but he is the one giving you guys?
It just shows his character and what type of guy he is, you know, no matter what. You know, he's always here for you. You know, you can go to him about anything, you know. You know, it definitely says a lot, you know, with what he's going through. He's still checking on us and making sure we're all right and stuff like that, so...
Does it make it a little bit easier for you to grab this opportunity and literally run with it?
I would say so, you know, just to know, not just him, but other guys have your back as well. And like I said, next man up. So, you know, we're here to support Matt, and, you know, it's time to shine, so we're ready to go.
And you have a good relationship with Matt, too, right? You've seen him shine through difficult times last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Since I met Matt, you know, it's been nothing but phenomenal mentor to me as well, just like Adrian. And, you know, and I'm excited to see anybody, you know, get the opportunity to do what they do best. So I'm ready to watch him on Sunday.
Did you have a chance to hear anything of what he did last year when his dad passed? So you know Matt's character, that he can be in a tough situation and still kind of shine.
I don't know, you know, exactly in the details about the whole situation, but I've heard about the story. And, you know, it just speaks volumes about, you know, his character and his work ethic and what he can bring to the table as well.
Jerick, from a technical standpoint, what do you still need to improve in your game?
I think every day is a day to improve on anything. And, that's just overall game, whether it's pass pro, reading your reads, route running, you know, et cetera. But, you know, if the coach is calling me, I think I'm ready right now.
A lot of guys, when they're rookies, don't get the kind of cut you're going to get. I know it's not the way you'd want to get them, but you kind of see the luck that happened and sort of like the opportunity.
You know, all you can do is make the most out of it. And, you know, my mindset right now is get ready for Sunday. And when called upon, just find a way to contribute to the team.